Oh, hey there, Lady Gang. We love hearing from you, so keep sending your tweets and comments. We absolutely read them. And don't miss the chance to take our very important listener survey at podcastone.com. Your responses will help us make the show the very best it can be, and you're also going to help Podcast One continue granting your requests. It only takes about 3 minutes of your time, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you help support our show. This is just as important as supporting our awesome sponsors. You can tell us how you really feel about the content and us and our show, and we can get to know you even better. Make sure you do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And of course, keep all your awesome tweets and comments coming.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Oh, yeah.
Did our new intro music.
Isn't it so much bitchier?
Yeah.
It's really bitchy. And it goes along with our new name, the Lady Gang, because, you know, sometimes you pick a name and that name is not yours, and you have
to
really make some changes in your life. So we're so excited. It's the same girls, same fun, same celebrity guests with a new name. So if you're not following us already, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Lady Gang. You can follow us on Facebook at The Lady Gang, and you can check out theladygang.com. Make sure that you subscribe on iTunes. But listen, if you're a friend that has like an Android phone, you can also just go to theladygang.com and listen to this on your Android. So it's not just for iTunes. Leave us a review. And, you know, we also want to just thank our sponsors so much for being a part of this podcast. It's so great that we can bring you this show every week for free. We couldn't do it without them. And,
Five still has this sex voice.
I've had no voice for like 3 weeks now, so it's working well in my life.
I'm still jealous.
Let's start.
Okay, well, it is time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh no.
Okay.
I'm gonna start today because my bad week is like so highlighted in my brain right now, and it's currently happening like in real time.
Are you going through bad week right now because you're hanging out with us?
This is my bad week. Is seeing you bitches. No, my bad week is this. So have you guys ever had a time in your life that stupid saying "when it rains, it pours"? Mm-hmm. Like either it's all really great or it's all really bad. So, you know, I have been working on this project for several weeks that I've been talking about, and I'm at work like, you know, 12, 14-hour days and constant. And there's like a lot of pressure and responsibility that, you know, that everybody has. And when you're working those long hours, you have no time to do anything. Like not even like call your mom and check in.
Right.
So for whatever reason this week, every one of my friends was in crisis mode. And I mean like real crisis mode.
Like what kind?
Like one of my friends got fired. One of my friends got dumped, and one of my friends, you know, it just so happened that yesterday was the anniversary of her father passing, and I'm usually the person she's with on that day. We go to lunch, we get our nails done, whatever, and it just snuck up on me, all of it, and it was like, and then you're sitting there on set, and you're going to your phone every couple minutes, and you're checking in, and you're furiously texting. You can't even walk out the door to call your friends to be like, how are you? You don't even remember to send flowers to your friends, like, that are, you know, going through a hard time. So for me, it's like, I had a real lesson this week on, you know, sometimes you just can't control everything.
Nope.
And sometimes you can't do everything perfectly, but you do the best that you can.
100%.
And you try to be there as much as you can, and hopefully your friends are understanding. So for all my friends, I'm sorry that I've sucked this week.
Oh, that's a nice public apology.
You're
that's
welcome.
Nice. So, if you didn't say it on the internet, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my good week. I have been watching that show, The Hollywood Medium.
Yes.
Have you guys been watching?
Yes.
I love. He is
okay,
the best.
First of all, he's... Not only is he like so incredibly gifted, and I really do believe that this
100%.
Is 100%.
Oh yeah.
100%. And just watching him, like, he just says things on the show that just like make me want to cry. And he's like, I do this because I give people, being able to give people this kind of closure is just the best feeling in the world. And like all those times, he's just like, you can tell he's in it for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
His
and he's
name
just
is Tyler.
So cute.
He's so cute.
So
and
cute.
I'm such a huge fan. And I went and I followed him on Twitter because like, I actually, you know, he like, I've seen that he's been retweeted on E! And stuff, and he has like these really amazing entries that he'll go in and he'll, you know, talk about death and losing people, and it's just like, it's very poignant, it's good. Well, He followed me back on Twitter.
Guys. Oh.
Shut up. Wait.
I don't want to brag.
Please come on the podcast.
I know. So I'm kind of working up the courage to like send him a message. Maybe our listeners could like help us if you guys want to hear him, what he has to say. I think he'd be a really great person to come on and like I just I'm
that would be such an
I would
intense
be so
episode.
Excited.
Oof. If he came on.
Yeah. So there we go. Kelty.
Okay. First my bad week. So the Grammy Awards are happening on Monday, and you guys are going to hear this on Tuesday. So the Grammys will have already happened. But the
oh
the
my
Grammy
God, we
Award-
don't record this live.
It's live.
Shut up.
So the Grammy Awards are Monday, and basically I have a nutritionist that has put me on a, we're calling it a glow detox, and I'm basically in the no fun zone because I'm having pumpkin seeds, and for breakfast I'm having like chia seeds with milk, like coconut milk, and then for lunch I'm having like, you know, salmon and none of the fun vegetables, like no broccoli because that's cruciferous. You're having like asparagus.
Wait, why are you doing this?
Because she's trying to.
It's like an anti-inflammatory diet for 4 days because my dress doesn't fit.
Oh,
it came from the runway.
Oh, no.
I picked it out. I thought,
did you
oh,
think
I'm
it was
skinny?
Fit?
I thought it might. Like I haven't had that
How
big
much
of a problem.
Not fitting.
Okay, so it's silk chiffon, so there's no give, and so it fits. We can get it zipped in the back, but then it completely pulls across my whole gut, and so I need to like get real flat belly so it just sits. And anyway,
see, we were talking about this, and I do cleanses like that even actually work?
I think the anti-inflammatory of it is going to work. So listen, if you see on me on my Instagram in a baby blue dress with wings that looks amazing, you'll know that the anti-inflammatory worked. If you see me in a black dress you've seen me wear before, you know that this no fun zone did not work at all.
Maybe you got a plan B. That's something you might want to think about.
Yeah.
Woof. Okay. Next. I met Chris Martin, and we had a special love connection.
We were just talking about him.
Okay. I'm at the Super Bowl, covering the Super Bowl, and basically at the Super Bowl, when you're press, there's no real press set up. This is, like, so shady, you guys, but I'm going to tell you what we do. You go around, and you act nice to the people that, like, run the VIP suites. Yes, I know.
Oh, my God. You have to finagle your
way
in there?
Yes. And so I'm like,
horrible.
I'm like, what's up, Elena? And I was like, who you got in your suite? And she's like, oh, you know I can't tell you. And then, like, by hour five, I'm like, Elena, who's in your suite? She's like, Beyonce.
Wait, you just sit
and you just go, like,
so then you figure out how they're going to get to the suite. So which elevators are they going to have to come up? And then you just sit by the elevator and you wait for them to walk by.
And then you have to grab them?
And then you just have to be like...
And this is normal?
Beyonce, how
do this?
This is only at the Super Bowl.
But other people that are newscasters
like,
do this.
It's all the different
and
shows.
And as it should be, no offense, because it's about football. It's not about Beyonce.
I mean, it kind
of
about...
Well, no. I mean, I take that back. The halftime show is Beyonce. But
it's
she's
not
kind
about
of the
other,
only celebrity you want to be
it's
interviewed.
It's not about other celebs.
Right. Yeah.
So no, it is, because all of the VIP suites are all...
I mean, we've made it about all the celebs.
Right.
But like...
Coachella.
So anyway, I did the press day, the Pepsi press day, and all the like guys, it's such a dude club, all the guy reporters are like, what makes you excited about the Super Bowl? Is Gwyneth gonna come? And I stand up and I was like, what's up, Chris Martin? And he's like, hi. And I had like a leopard print jacket. I look so ridiculous. And I go, first, I want to thank you because you really helped me through a breakup. Really bad breakup in 2004. Fixie really helped me. And he was like, oh my God, you're so charming. And I was like, ha. So we had this whole conversation. I felt like at press day, we had a connection. No, that wasn't even the connection. So then it's Super Bowl day. I'm staked out outside his VIP lounge waiting for Chris Martin to come by. And he blows past all the press. And then he sees me. I grab his arm. And I was like, Chris Martin, do you remember me from the press conference? You said I was charming. And he was like, you're so annoying. And then he goes, oh, I do remember. And he goes, how was the performance? Was it okay? And I was like, Chris Martin, it was amazing. You did so good.
Did you
good.
Call Chris Martin over and
yeah,
over
the whole
again?
Time.
Also, like, he asked you how the performance
he wanted. He's very insecure. He wanted to know.
Also, is
and
that
I was
a
like,
connection or is that him just to
no.
his own ego?
Hold on.
Jake
just
Gyllenhaal
hold on.
Too.
Wait. Okay. Wait. Hold on. So then he's like, I'm like, tell me, do you have anything to say about performing at Super Bowl 50? I get my two questions in. He's like, love, I'm not really dressed for this. I'm going to go. And I was like, okay. So he goes to the elevator and then the elevator's not there. And I was like, this is my chance to become best friends with Chris Martin.
No.
Oh my God, you're stalking him, dude. No.
So then I go up to the elevator and I was like, Chris, I don't want to be crazy, but I am a real big fan.
But
do you think
so
I could take
insane.
A picture? And he turns around. He goes, of course, you know, but not for camera. Okay. And I was like, yeah. And I look at the crew and I go, turn around. And they all turn around, and then we take this picture, and then he grabs both my hands. Here, Jack, hold my hands, and I'll show you how to grab the... No, because I'm sick. I'll grab this Korbel bottle. He grabs my hand.
I wanted to drink that.
He grabs my hands and he goes, but really, did you think it was okay? And I was like, honestly, Chris, this is what I said to him. I go, Chris, the whole world is filled with so much turmoil and darkness. And it's just, I listen to Coldplay when I need to be lifted up. And the halftime show was so bright and colorful. And it was just really beautiful. And it reminded me of the good in the world. I don't know where it came from. I just said it.
Wait, also, you know, this is
throwing
just,
up.
This is you just like sucking on his dick.
No.
This is not a connection.
No, we were having this moment. And then he looked at me. He's like, I'm so happy you feel that way. Then he reached in his pocket.
No.
Pulled out his penis. I'm just kidding. He reached in his pocket.
Oh, I saw your Instagram about this.
He reached in his pocket. So Chris Martin has a secret club where he carries around these love pins. And my friend Christina was at a party once with like J-Lo. So she was there and they had like a real great deep conversation and he gave her a love pin. It's a super club. You can't buy them. He reaches in his pocket and he pulls out a love pin. He grabs my hand. He puts it in. He goes, I really appreciate you.
And when do you have the love pin?
I'm wearing it.
Oh.
I haven't taken it off since.
Okay, wait.
That's so lame. I can get those made, number one.
I have a couple things. Just some commentary on that. Chris Martin, I'm a huge fan. I really am. I think you're so talented. But who do you think you are, Chris Kringle? Like going around with special pins? Well, that is weird.
And you say that you can't make those.
I'm sure Charles Manson gave out special pins,
I could
too.
Easily make that. I thought it was like some metal, like special, like wings.
It's
know.
Not the point of that, Jack.
It's a boring pin. I'm just saying I can make those for 5 cents.
Okay, we're really hating on you.
The end. Jack, how was your week? When's the last time you were best friends and had a moment with Chris Martin, international superstar frontman of one of the biggest bands in the world?
I still don't think that's a moment.
It was a moment. I'll give her her moment, but like I'm questioning just the moment itself is just strange.
Yeah, that was weird.
For you.
Yeah, for
hearing
me,
about it later.
I'm a weirdo. In that moment, I would have been like, so you're the weird aliens in the Illuminati that they're speaking of.
There they are. Okay, so my week, I had a moment as well. So it's not just you. But my moment was with a mini pig. Guys.
Oh, God.
And I've been waiting my entire life to meet a mini pig, and it finally happened. And I was, like, dying the entire time.
Where did you meet this pig?
One of Scott's friends, bought a mini pig to try to, like, get his life together and...
Isn't that the opposite of what you do when you're trying to get your life together?
I was also questioning it. I'm not really sure.
I mean, that's insane. Also, they don't stay mini.
I know.
That's a myth.
And here's the thing. He bought his for like a couple hundred dollars. And like when you buy a real mini pig, they're like $5,000.
Wait,
they're really
sorry.
That pig's going to get huge.
It's going to become
a hog. That pig is going to be huge. And he's going to have to go take it to a farm somewhere.
And you guys saw my picture of it, right? How big it was?
Yeah.
It's like 10 weeks old. So it's like barely 2 months. That pig is going to be like...
Well,
pounds.
It's a good week for you. It's a bad week for the guy.
It was such a good week for me, guys. It was the best.
Did you have a bad week?
My bad week is because of something that we missed. Because when this airs, Valentine's Day will have happened. And there's something that you can get for Valentine's Day that I think is the most amazing thing in the entire world. And it was brought to my attention on our Lady Gang Twitter by KStu1090. And she sent me a link that you can get Doritos Roses.
What?
Look. Oh my God, this is amazing.
Wait, you can get 12 long-stemmed roses made out of Doritos.
wait, where do you get these?
That's not
for
good
Valentine's Day.
But where do they come from?
Okay, number one, it only happened in Canada. It's ketchupdoritosroses.ca or something like that.
Oh, because in Canada we have ketchup chips.
Which
you don't have ketchup chips.
I gagged on when I was in Vancouver.
It's just so good. Ketchup chips are amazing.
So they only made them for Canada, so I wouldn't have been able to get them anyways. And also, they sold out in like an hour.
Of course.
But like, how cool is that?
You know what?
Long stems, Doritos, roses.
It's been a good week.
It's been a damn good week.
I didn't even have a bad week. It was just bad because I didn't get them.
Well, who do we have coming up?
Well, I'm so excited about this, you guys. Honestly, I only stalk like 3 women on Instagram, and one of them is in the studio with us. Haley Duff is here. Her haircut is on fleek. We're going to talk to you all about it in 1 second.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
All of our intro things are so much better.
We got so sexy.
We grew up.
Yeah, we really did.
You guys, I'm so excited about Haley Duff, who's here. Hello.
Hi, I'm so
don't say anything.
To be here.
Don't say anything yet. I have to tell everyone what you're doing. First of all, one of the nicest women in Hollywood. We talk about sort of undercover divas and how we'll never name them, but we're going to name people that are awesome. Haley's so lovely. She has a great haircut. She's a bombshell.
That's the most important thing.
She is an author. She hosts probably the best cooking show ever, The Real Girls Kitchen, which is now in season 3 on the Cooking Channel. Also, this week, no big deal, new movie came out, Badge of Honor. She plays a cop's wife. It's on DVD and on demand. So, you know, when you're eating your Doritos Roses.
As you should.
Make sure you watch. Yeah. She's also the mama to a beautiful baby girl.
I know. She's such a little snot, too. She's so cute. She's I can't stand it.
First of all.
I'm just, like, stuffing her down everybody's throats on my Instagram, too. It's so terrible.
As you have to.
You have to.
What else is a baby for, really?
It's true.
For Instagram pics.
My just question is, when I think about all the things that you're doing, like, at what point were you like, oh, I can totally fit being a mother into this?
You know what? Honestly, I just didn't really think too much about it, which is a terrible answer. But I just kind of was like, yeah, I'm just going to do this. And I think I thought everything would just fall into place.
Has it?
It sort of has, yeah. And, I filmed season 2 of Real Girls Kitchen when I was pregnant. So we did kind of like the Lucille Ball style, like hiding me behind.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Like countertops and things like that. But then afterwards, I got to have a really nice long break. So I'm just now really starting to work again. So I've kind of been home with her, which really hasn't been that hard.
How old is
she now? It's been nice. She just turned 9 months yesterday.
Wow. No, so cute. Okay, so everyone always says...
Wait. No. I need to go back to a couple things.
Okay.
Because you're like going into all this stuff. And
Haley,
you guys talked about your good weeks and your bad weeks.
Oh.
And do you have a good week, bad week?
Yes, I have a good week and a bad week. And also, I have some comments about your good weeks and bad weeks.
Oh, okay. Let us hear it. Bring it up.
Because I need to talk about this love pin.
Okay. You have one.
Because... No, I don't have one, which sort of pisses me off. But also, that... I just need everyone to just think about, like, Chris Martin, like, at home with, like, a tea, like, watching Netflix, just, like, making those little pins. Like,
you know he's not making them.
Did he
them.
Just, like, or what did he do? He bought them, like, on Etsy? Or
he bought, like, inkhead.com or something.
Like, where did he get the pins? Like, that looks very, like, homespun. It looks very sweet and thoughtful.
Haley, you know what? You can
but,
stay.
Like,
you guys, you're out, Jack.
I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, in my mind, like, he's just, beautiful. Like, sitting there being, like, how am I can't do an accent, but like, what am I going to make these pins look like? Oh, I'm going to write love on them with some little wings.
I could actually see.
You know what I mean? Like,
he was eating
how
like a
did these come about?
Meal.
That's what I need to know about. Also, you need to, you are going to fit into that dress, girlfriend.
Thank you.
It's happening.
It's going to happen.
I'm going to go on your Instagram. You're going to be in that baby blue.
You're
going to be in it.
Listen,
we're manifesting blue.
Haley, you have been in this business for a long time. You understand the pressure of women.
Yes. Yes, I do, for sure. And also, that's something that I feel like people have been asking me a lot about after having a baby, too, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I did this sponsorship thing recently in New York a couple weeks ago, and I said something that got picked up on a couple different interviews and stuff, and it was kind of said pretty nonchalantly, which was something to the effect of, like, you know, I wasn't offered that deal with the devil where, like, I have a baby and then 2 days later I get to look like I didn't have a baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, what you see in Hollywood all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there is a huge pressure to look perfect and flawless. And, I mean, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, like, people would die to look like you, you know?
Especially right now. It's really my most beautiful day.
It is. You're looking good, girl.
Glowing. No,
but do you know what I mean? And yeah. I'm thinking like, oh my God, you're feeling this pressure. Like, I think people would probably look at you
100%
and feel like, oh, I would die to look like that, you know?
I want to ask you some real questions about having a baby because...
I'm like, how real do you want to get over here?
Like, the real girls...
We can get real
if you want to.
We've gotten as real as to me describing placenta coming out of my sister. So,
well, I ate my placenta.
You did?
So
okay.
I did.
Yes, we're circling back around.
How'd you eat
well,
it?
Well, I had it
pills?
Turned into capsules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many capsules?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't like grill it up in my backyard.
I had it turn into capsules.
I had like a doula that did it.
How many capsules do you get out of one placenta?
Well, that's what's crazy is it depends on how big your placenta is. So some people get a lot of pills and some people get fewer pills.
How many pills did you get?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. I want to say I took them for – you take a bunch every day, like right as soon as you get them. So I want to say I had somewhere of like 50 pills.
Wow,
like that.
That's a lot of pills.
That's a big placenta.
Yeah. Well, no, I think some people get like 100 pills.
Don't
so
people save them later for like menopause? Is this what I'm hearing?
They do. I have like a little oil that's like tucked away in my freezer that I'm sure scares Matt every time he opens the freezer. He's probably like, oh, why do we have this in here?
Was he in the room with you?
He was, yes.
And was he looking?
No.
Did he get a front view?
No. And I was like screaming at him all the time.
Like, hold your stop trying to look down there.
He did. And he was so sweet. And he was really like, you know, it's such a funny thing. Like, you always kind of wonder what your partner's going to be like in this moment.
Yes, I do.
Because some guys get so
he was so awesome.
He
was so awesome. Yeah, he really was. And I was wondering what I was going to be like in those moments.
How were you?
Were
you scared?
I'm pretty like chill and pretty like hippy dippy mama most of the time. And I was like not down with it. I was like, I'm ready for this to be like done and over with.
Yeah.
Like, I was not one of those. I was not one of those moms that was like, I could have labor and like birth every day. Like, that was just not.
Those are
for
liars,
me.
Anyways.
Yeah, it was just like intense and it's hard and
okay.
But my baby is worth it. But no, I don't want to have. No. I don't want to do that every day.
It doesn't look fun. I mean,
no. I mean, it's rough. It's like, you know, intense.
What does it feel like? Like, for me, I want to have a baby. I'm so scared of the birth.
Everybody's experience is different. It's like, some people are going to tell you that it's fine and like they could basically get like a mani-pedi and they go have a baby, could come out, you know? Other people, it's like a full-on war to get the baby
did
to come out, you know?
Do an epidural?
I did do an epidural, and
that's what I would do too.
I would be like 100%. Giving all of the drugs before it starts hurting at all.
Yeah, I put it off as long as I could because it really like slows down the labor.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where I was like, "Give it to me now."
Yeah.
And then it did slow it down to nothing, and then I was basically in labor for so long that my epidural was
wearing off.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, how long were you in labor for?
I was there a hot minute. I was there a while.
I want to ask you something.
She's a Taurus, you know. She's going to do what she's going to do.
She's going to be bold.
Yeah.
She's going to be bold.
Such a good sign, though.
Thanks, guys. That's my sign.
Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Bull.
Yeah.
I don't only want to talk about baby, but I am fascinated with this, and we have so many female listeners, and this is my last baby question. You know, I'm married, and everyone, like, every day is like, when are you having baby? When are you having
baby?
Oh,
are you getting all the baby pressure?
100%. But here's the thing. So many people say there's two sides. Some people are like, it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I love my baby so much. My life is enriched. It's everything. And then there's a whole handful of people that say, don't have a kid, it will ruin your marriage. And I know all these people that are married and have their kid, and then it drives a wedge, and then someone's cheating, and it's just...
I think
just,
the wedge is there before.
Yeah, that's like your...
Yeah, I don't think that.
To begin with.
I don't think that.
Is it hard to balance, though, like the giving to your man and then giving to the baby?
I think that can be hard to balance, baby or no baby. Mm-hmm. It can be hard to balance with the woman that has a important career. It can be hard to balance with the woman who has, you know, tons of girlfriends that require a lot of attention. It can be like, that's a whole different deal all on its own. Baby is hard to balance sometimes just because your whole life changes and it takes a minute to readjust to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I really didn't feel like I kind of referred to it as like getting my head back like above water, you know? And I kind of felt like I got that feeling around like the 4.5-5 month mark.
Wow.
I never felt like I had postpartum or like sadness afterwards, but I just didn't feel like I was like in charge, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like everything was like, I was like keeping up. And then as I got to like the 4.5-5 month mark, I was like, I got this. Like, we're doing this. We got nap time down. Like, you know,
it has to be hard for a first time.
Yeah.
Mother,
you got to learn it. It's just new. And then once you get to that, then you like, because the baby becomes number one, you know, and then you look at your partner and you're like, oh, there you are. You still here? And they're like, I'm still here. And I'm like, I'm still here. And they're like, we did it. We made it, you know, and then you're back, you know.
I just fell in love with you even more.
I know.
It's crazy.
That was so cute.
I want to ask you about life in Hollywood. I really feel like in the past couple of years, you've found your place. Like you found, come into your own.
That's funny.
Really,
I feel that too.
You do? Yeah. What's been the biggest challenge? Like what has been the thing that's sort of been heartbreaking for you? Was it when you were younger and first breaking in?
I don't know if there's been like something that's been heartbreaking, but I did have an interesting shift when I started Real Girls Kitchen that I think is sort of what you're talking about, which is I've been acting for so long, and my sister has been so successful from such a young age that it was really hard for me to be seen as something other than mm-hmm. her sister.
Right.
And, you know, that's a whole different other conversation because, you know, we see so many brothers in Hollywood that can be seen as individuals.
Yeah.
But yet, for some reason, sisters in Hollywood get
Pitted
against each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we see it with the Simpson sisters. It's just a really – and I feel like it has to do with the fact that, you know, we're women. We see the Wilson brothers, and we love them in individual movies, and we support them as individual, you know.
And you almost don't
it's
even
just
think
different.
Of them. Yeah.
As, you don't even as think of them as competition, but because of girls, it's different.
So weird.
Yeah. So that was sort of always a challenge. And I just was working on like things that I wasn't loving and wasn't feeling like challenged or really all that inspired by. And I was on a movie in Canada, and there wasn't really anybody my age on it. And there wasn't really anyone for like me to hang out with. And everyone was sort of like, this was sort of when everyone was starting to make blogs and stuff like that. And I posted a recipe for turkey meatballs. And all of a sudden, like, some people wrote into my Twitter like, hey, I saw your recipe for this. And like, do you have something else? And will you share another recipe? And I thought maybe I'll post something else. And I never started it thinking it was going to be another career.
Yeah.
I really posted it out of like, I don't want to say boredom, but just out of like, I don't know, needing to be creative in a different way.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think you start off doing something that you love and that you are passionate about, and then it takes you like the roundabout way
yeah.
to what you're really like supposed to be doing.
And look at you now, super and, successful
and
TV
I like
show.
Literally love what I do now.
Wow.
Like I feel so grateful. I feel so, so grateful. I can't even tell you. And like so inspired, and I love it.
I think it really comes across in your show. Your show is amazing, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
I can't
you.
Cook at all,
We're
so
all
I'm just going
so
live vicariously.
You guys should come cook with me on it.
Oh, my God.
Die.
We would love
should
to.
Should we figure
so
out like something for you guys to come do
Dude.
With me on it?
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes.
No. You guys have to, like, come test the kitchen.
I can be a sous chef. I just can't be a chef.
No,
chef.
I don't have whatever that gene is that can just, like.
But
every
you like
time,
food, right?
I love food, and I love after I've cooked, I feel so accomplished, and I'm so excited. But, like, I need to be told, like, I'm such a type A chef, I feel like, which works. Like, I do Blue Apron, and I do all that stuff, and it, like, really is such a good, like, way to open the door. But I envy people like you who can literally be creative with your cooking and, like, very free. And
you probably can, too.
I don't know.
Maybe you're going to be a good baker, though, if you can follow direction.
I love baking.
See, I can't bake.
Oh.
How? Well, there you go. You not bake?
Because I can't follow direction.
See,
so you're
she's
just
too
like,
creative.
You're just like throwing things in
no,
the pot.
I like think I can't follow direction in life or in the kitchen. That's like my
it's like
whole
a metaphor
hilarious.
For your life.
It really is. So then there you go.
All
so
right.
You can be like the baking side.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. Speaking of directions, when we come back, Haley is going to help us answer our Ask the Lady Gang questions. And honestly, we've probably never had a guest that has had life
Their
figured
life
out
together.
The way she has.
I know.
So this is going to be great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, right.
Hey, ladies. Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right.
That's like a disco beat.
I know. God, our beats are so good. All right, guys, welcome back. Before we start Ask the Lady Gang, I wanted to extend my little 20% off on jackvanek.com to you guys with new code LADYGANG. Don't use the old code because we don't speak
Voldemort.
Of that ever again. So 20% off jackvanek.com with the code LADYGANG. Okay, so Haley.
Yes.
This last part of our podcast is called Ask the Lady Gang. And basically all of our fans are writing in questions, asking us, you know, advice on love and work and whatever. So you're going to help us answer these questions.
Okay, good. By the way, I'm super pumped about my mug. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
What does yours say? The coffee is my life right now, so.
Have you not seen that one, Becca?
No, what does that one say?
Oh, my God, this is cute. I like my coffee how I like myself. Strong, sweet, and too hot for you.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah.
It's
a good one. If you want anything else, let me know because I'll send you a bunch of...
It's really cute. I'm going to go check it out. Thank you. Please.
Okay, anyways. So the first question comes from Kate Kittens with a Z on our Twitter. And she says, every time I hang out with a friend, they get out their phone and start texting their other friends.
Oh, my God.
What do I do?
Welcome to life.
2016.
Do I answer or you guys answer?
I mean, we're all answering.
But you, yeah.
I mean, I would be like, I don't like that. So I'd probably just be like turning the car on, just drop her back off.
Be like, we're not friends anymore, just to let you know.
I mean, I'd say something about it. And then if it just kept happening, I probably would just think that she wanted to hang out with other people more than she wanted to hang out with you and just be like, bye.
I feel like that's a problem, though, with just like people in general. Number one, I think it's the worst thing to do on a date. Anytime I would go on a date, put your phone in your purse, do not even get on it.
Right.
But like when you're hanging out with your friends, I feel like everybody's kind of on their phone sometimes. But to like, what, Kelsey?
No, we just have never opened the rosé.
Do you want this? We're almost done.
Yes. No, I will leave that in the...
You just talked her out of it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, because if we were all opening it in the beginning, right, sure. Right. But at the end,
Kelsey,
I mean, like...
Wow, Kelsey just ruined it.
Sorry.
Here's my rule. My fun thing to do is when someone gets on their phone and you just keep talking to them and they're like not listening because they're on their phone.
You say something.
And then
like
I just get really
up.
Quiet and I just watch them and I just wait until they look up.
Oh my God.
But I just get like super uncomfortable. Yeah.
But my husband and I actually have, like, this isn't a girlfriend, but we have a thing that we call phone time. And then we like say to each other, I'm like, listen, I need 5 minutes of phone time. And then we just like go on our phones and then I put down my phone and he's like, oh, is phone time done? I'm like, mm-hmm.
That's
like
good.
That.
And
that's
it works.
I actually saw a Valentine's card that I thought was really cute that was like, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Like, there's no one I'd rather lay in bed and be on my phone with.
It is kind of cute sometimes.
I don't like that.
It's annoying. Don't do it.
It is annoying. I mean, it's hard, too, because, like, work never stops, especially, like, in some industries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if you are the person that has to be on your phone, like, you have to – don't – make a plan to be with your friends. Like
100%.
Yeah.
You have to, you have to like compartmentalize.
No, that's
a no-no.
You can go an hour like without looking at
it's
your phone.
It's going to be fun.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Unless you're like in the FBI.
A girl on their phone or a guy on their phone?
A guy.
For sure.
We can do whatever we want.
Also like guys.
Correct.
That is true.
Like guys like posting selfie on Instagram.
Meanwhile, I'm picking up my phone.
Oh, guy selfie. I don't like guy selfies.
I don't like guy selfies.
Hate
I'm not.
What is it though? Why is it weird?
Because you know what goes into a selfie.
Yeah. It's true.
We're like, you took 500 of these.
Yeah, days. It's uncomfortable.
Okay. Next question's from Cammy Suave on Twitter. That's a cool name. All right. She says, how do you cope with graduation knowing you probably won't see a lot of these people ever again?
Ooh, wait, so how do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Like, you're emotional about it? Like, saying goodbye?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would say that once you get older, you realize that you probably are only going to keep in touch with one person from high school, and that's just how it's going to be.
Uh-huh.
And just, that's life, dude. And they probably all suck anyways.
I literally have one friend that I grew up with.
Me
yeah,
too.
Me too.
Like, one. I think that's pretty common. Like, unless you stay in the same place that you grew up in, like, and even then, it's kind of tough. I don't know. I don't think that you really have to put too much thought into saying goodbye.
But I also think you should just really enjoy
it. Probably aren't
it.
Your like real that. Friends anyway.
That's a very healthy outlook,
just,
I think.
Just say goodbye.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, graduation from high school or college or whatever you're doing, like, enjoy it. Enjoy. This is probably the last times that you're ever going to be surrounded by, like, 60 people that you know every one of their stories that you grew up with. Like, life, when you get older, it starts to be smaller. Your circle's smaller. Your life is smaller. Mm-hmm. So just, like, enjoy that. Like, party with everyone, dance with everyone, like hug and kiss and cry and just like be what it is and enjoy that moment and know that like it's probably not going to last. I will say this. I didn't have a Facebook because Facebook was out when I graduated. I didn't have a Facebook until very later in my life. And I kind of regret not being like Facebook friends with a lot of people from high school, I regret it because like I wish
you
now
know you can look them up and be friends with them.
But then it's so weird, like 15 years later when I'm like, what's
up,
Trevor?
You're missing?
Yeah, you look
like you're really holding on to something. Yeah.
Do you know what you're missing? And I'll tell you what you're missing. You're missing the girl who gives you her step-by-step of every day she's planning her wedding.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
There's that girl. And then there's the girl who airs her dirty laundry all over Facebook. These are all real people in my life from my past that, like, I deactivated my, like, personal account. And I recently had to go back in. And I was curious. And I was like, ooh, what's everybody doing? And then I was like, like, make this stop.
And then you just see everybody that hasn't left their hometown that's still hanging out together. And you're like,
Which is fine.
Guys, social media is so crazy.
It's so insane. What? I don't want to even know. Like, I don't want to know the girl who I sat next to in homeroom what her kid's name is.
No.
I shouldn't be able to know that.
I'm
like down to know what her name. I'm like kind of curious what the kid's name is. I don't need to know like the pictures in the delivery room.
That's
or when people are talking about their children pooping. I have a friend that posts a lot about
what?
Too many.
No. That's too much. You know what? You're so cute. I feel like you're gonna be a really good mom.
You do.
Yeah. You're
she's
like
so type
she's
crazy.
Like
she'll
she's
be like
the enjoy
best
it and hug and laugh and cry together.
I know.
Also, you know what else we're forgetting is like when you're graduating. Like you're so young, so like everything feels like really emotional.
Well, and it feels like that's
really
the
big.
Although I think I was ahead of the time because I didn't even go to my graduation.
Were you like in the convertible with the top down, like waving, like bye?
I don't know what I was doing, but I was like, bye.
I'm not surprised at all.
I went to my graduation because my parents forced me, and I left 2 hours later, and I went on Warped Tour for like 2 months with a bunch of bands. And
I went to my graduation.
You're cool. I like
she's
that.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. All right, we're going to our last question. It's from Emily Graham, 1998. And she says, what do you think about girls asking guys out? I'm a traditionalist, but that hasn't gotten me anywhere so far.
Oh, I am so ready for this question.
Go. Do it.
Get it.
Mainly because I feel like you guys are going to really like this story. I love a girl asking a guy out, mainly because I have a baby and am engaged to a guy because I looked across a bar after quite a few tequila shots, basically closed an eye and pointed at him and patted on the seat next to me.
No way.
What?
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I think it's cool. I think it's fine.
What?
That's, you know what it is?
That's awesome.
And here's the logic is that the guys that are bold enough to come over and are like, hey, girl, like, what's up? What's going on? By the way, is that like the worst guy impression?
I was like, wait, are you doing the douchebag?
But like, but those are sort of the guys that you get. Those are the ones that are like brave enough to come over. And the guys that are like really kind of sweet, good guys tend to not be the ones
shy.
That are going to walk over. And especially normally when you're out at a bar or something, you're with a group of girls. Yeah. They're not really going to interject themselves.
That's a very good point.
You know? Is your man a Hollywood man?
No, he's like.
So he was probably so overwhelmed by your beauty.
That's exactly. Yeah,
wait,
that's what happened.
Are you saying only women in Hollywood are beautiful?
Well, that's true.
No, I was asking. Yeah. Listen,
me?
He saw me and he was like,
he was
"Oh my god!"
By your beauty regimen.
No, I meant I meant that sometimes guys that are in the Hollywood world would be like, oh yeah, there she is. I'll go say hi.
No.
But like a regular guy would look at you and be like, there she is. Oh
no,
my god.
Oh my god.
Like,
no, I feel pretty normal. Like I don't know.
Not with that haircut. You look great.
You're really
that's some Hollywood hair, girlfriend.
Yes, it's so funny.
She has hair in.
But yeah, no, that was really that's how we met. Is I was also a little
dropped.
Yeah, I had Lipsy. Some tequila. But I did. I kind of like closed my eye and I was like, he's been like looking at me. And he was really handsome. And I just like pointed at him and he was like, did one of those like me? Like you're pointing at
that
me?
That is really
that's
good.
So
and I like
cute.
Patted on the seat next to me and he just like grabbed his beer and walked over.
That is just, and he didn't turn out to be a serial killer.
No, and he's like the best ever. He's so normal. He's awesome. He's awesome.
That is
so, yeah, ask him out. I think you should ask him out.
Yeah, and I think it's like, you know, if you want to do something, don't wait for the guy to come around because he might not ever ask you out.
And the scariest thing is no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Life will move on. And if
that's
by the way, and then great. Then you already know up front.
Then you're not waiting 6 months.
Yeah, you don't have to like pine over him and like voodoo doll him to ask him.
Moving on.
Honestly, some of the best advice ever. You're so cute. I'm really obsessed with you. I want to know, other than the movie Badge of Honor, where people can go on demand, get it on DVD to watch.
Yes.
Where can we watch Real Girls Kitchen?
So we are starting our next season on Cooking Channel. I start filming next month.
Ooh, so exciting.
And then I'm like on a bunch of the Food Network shows in the next couple of weeks too. I just finished, Chopped Juniors, which is so cool. Fun. And also, like, kids. So heartbreaking. Ugh. But they're so talented. These kids are, like, just breaking it down in the kitchen. Like,
I've never seen it before.
Don't get over it getting kicked off.
Yeah.
And then you guys can visit the blog, The Real Girls Kitchen.
RealGirlsKitchen.com.
Yeah, which is P.S.
And I just started Snapchatting this week.
Oh girl.
Which is, Snapchat. Like, really intense,
guys. What's your Snapchat?
It's just Haley Duff.
Oh, we love it.
I got
it.
Real creative.
That's
guys.
Crazy. Like, I can have a baby or I can have a Snapchat account. I could never.
I can't wait. It's can't like a combination either. Of both.
Seriously.
Snapchat has a lot of my baby on it.
Well, that's.
We love, love, love you for coming in. Guys, make sure that you subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. We want to thank you so much for listening to the Lady Gang podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the Lady Gang, at It's Becca Tobin, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight. P.S. I have 36,000 followers now, so it's really coming together
yeah.
for me. Submit your Ask the Becca has like 700,000. Submit your Ask the Lady Gang questions to us each week and make sure more than anything that you share this podcast. Tell your friends. This is such a great episode. You're going to love it. Tell your friends. Tell your friends that are like thinking about having a baby or a new mom to listen to this podcast and get the advice from Haley.
Oh my God. They don't need to listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.